Governor Daniel Molloy told the audience that Connecticut has been at the forefront of trying to implement King's vision of a more inclusive America. He said in recent years, the state has passed laws implementing Election Day voter registration and absentee ballot reform. But many other states are moving in the opposite direction.
There are counties in Texas where you would have to drive 90 miles to receive the kind of identification required in that state to vote.
U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal said if King were alive today, he'd be fighting for the Democrats' agenda of an increase in the federal minimum wage and the renewal of extended unemployment benefits.
He was a fighter, and he used his words and his heart to fight injustice.
Just before the ceremony, State Senate Minority Leader John McKinney, a Fairfield Republican, helped launch a GOP effort to reach out to minority voters.
As a party, we know we need to reach out to our urban areas. We need to do a better job of bringing our message of limited government, smaller taxes, more economic freedom, job creation.
The GOP is working through a group called the Connecticut Black Republicans and Conservatives to get out that message. Ebong Udama, WSH News.